It's a Minimalist Monday edition of Optimal Living Daily, episode 2243, Five Things I've Done Recently to Simplify My Life by Don Starks of SimpleMoneyPro.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, your narrator. And I'm going to keep today's intro nice and minimal as we optimize your life. Five Things I've Done Recently to Simplify My Life by Don Starks of SimpleMoneyPro.com. It's about the journey, not the destination, right? That is the story I repeat to myself when it comes to simplifying my life. Striving for minimalism in my life has long been a goal. Instead of the daily grind, I want to have room to breathe and room for the things that matter most to me. However, I have fully concluded and finally accepted that simplifying my life is a journey, not a destination. Even as I achieve more simplicity in my life, it will always require maintenance. So with that in mind, here are five random things I've done in the past few weeks on my journey of simplification. Number one, I KonMari'd my social media. For Marie Kondo fans, you know what I'm talking about. But if somehow you've been living under a rock and don't know who Marie Kondo is, here's a brief introduction. Marie Kondo wrote a lovely little book called The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up. Upon the wildfire-like success of her book, she recently filmed a series on Netflix titled Tidying Up with Marie Kondo. Marie's philosophy of decluttering boils down to holding each of your belongings one by one and asking if that item sparks joy for you. No joy? Well, out it goes. You keep only things that spark joy for you. For my online business, Simple Money, I've been trying to spread the word about my work via multiple social media channels. A few weeks ago, however, I was sitting at my computer typing up social media posts when a thought struck me. Instagram and Twitter do not spark joy for me. So I jettisoned those platforms from my weekly routine, and I've never felt better. Perhaps I'll return to them in the future, but for now, I feel lighter and happier. And I added a small sliver of white space to my morning routine. Joy. Number two, I cleaned out my bathroom drawers. This was a rather impulsive drive-by sort of decluttering. Our bathroom vanity is rather large and features three roomy drawers on each side. Greg and I established our chosen sides early on, and clutter has accumulated in all six drawers. We don't have a proper linen closet near this bathroom, so the drawers serve the function of holding all manner of toiletries and cosmetics. For several months now, I've been opening these drawers a few times a day and remarking to myself that, boy, do they need cleaning out. Then I promptly shut them and move along. One day recently, I formulated that thought and added, but I have a few minutes right now, so let's just empty this top one and wipe up the ick underneath all the stuff. And away I went. As often happens with projects like this, starting with the intention to just do a little bit of work snowballed into finishing all three drawers. I cleared out expired or unused products, reorganized things, and wiped out the drawers before replacing the contents. I suspect the whole project took about 30 minutes, which of course made me feel like a dummy for having procrastinated about it for so long. And sadly, taking before and after pictures didn't occur to me until the before had gone poof. Note, I only worked on my drawers. Greg is on his own. I don't endorse decluttering other people's belongings unless permission has been granted. Number three, canceled a vacation. The Starks family has a lot going on right now. I was feeling the pressure of deadlines and too many projects. I asked Greg for his thoughts since he too has a big driveway and landscaping project underway at our house. We decided that we were ho-hum enough about the trip to cancel and stay home instead. Pressure lifted, money saved. White space poured in, but only for a brief moment before our existing projects and obligations seeped over and around all that newly created buffer. Sigh. Number four, delegated some household chores. Our daughter, Rowan, is 10 years old. She's had some responsibilities around the house for a few years now. As she has gotten older, more responsible, and more capable, we've expanded her list of chores. Without going into details, she got into a bit of trouble last week for forgetting to do some tasks for me while I was out of town. Her punishment? Now those tasks are hers forevermore. Rowan was contrite about her failure to be responsible when she has rallied into her new role as a pet caretaker in the morning. Rinsing and filling water dishes and emptying the cat's litter box are now off my morning docket. Woohoo! And number 5, only one load of Girl Scout cookies. Rowan is a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, in case you were unaware, sell yummy cookies. There's a time when Rowan was pretty motivated to sell a lot of cookies. As one of her troop leaders at that time, I organized cookie booths around town and had to attend them and supervise the other Girl Scouts present. As a result, Rowan sold a ton of cookies. I'm no longer a leader, which was a huge obligation in my schedule for several years. We still support the cookie selling efforts because I believe in the entrepreneurial and personal skills it develops in the girls who participate. But our approach now is a one and done. Rowan wrote a script, practiced it, and then enlisted Greg's help to record a video of her cookie sales pitch. It's amazing, by the way, but I suppose I'm biased. I emailed out the video link to our friends and family. We took orders and then picked up a single load of cookies and delivered them. Now they are gone and we are done. No more weeks and weeks of deliveries and juggling cases of cookies. It all adds up. None of these recent things I did were major lifestyle changes. Instead, they were small projects or subtle shifts that led to some gains in white space in my life. If you're trying to simplify your life, consider what small things you can do today to move you further down the path. It all adds up. You just listened to the post titled 5 Things I've Done Recently to Simplify My Life by Don Starks of SimpleMoneyPro.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. And thank you to Don. A few lessons here, and I'll touch on a couple. The one at the end about everything adding up is exactly how I feel about this podcast. If this is a little dose of positivity for you for the day, that really does add up. At least it has in my experience of doing this for 6 years. Every tiny little bit is actually changing the way we think, and what we take in becomes who we are, so keeping it positive is such a simple thing that can make an impact over time. And then the lesson of minimalism, or really most topics relating to personal development, being a journey, not a destination, is really important to remember, especially if you're a newer listener of this show. It can be easy to jump into this content head first, near the beginning of the year, and look for quick wins that might get us to the finish line, only to feel a sort of unfulfillment, even if we did reach that arbitrary goal. And this is the case with personal finance, of having a certain amount of money in the bank, or with health and reaching a certain number on the scale or lifting a certain amount of weight. The only thing that makes this more fulfilling and not empty is by making it all about the process or journey instead of the destination. After all, what's the point of reaching a goal years in the future if we hated our lives in the process of doing that? So something to think about today. Thank you for being here and listening every day. Have a great start to your week, and I'll see you tomorrow in the Tuesday show where your optimal life awaits.